Chapter 18. Year 873 PXF. Spring. Once they made it back upstairs, Osman immediately set to making the room they had secured for the clothier his own. It was just one door down from Talon's rooms, and while not as large as Talon's suite of rooms, Osman claimed it to be palatial. At first light, Talon, with Osman in tow, paid a visit to his current landlord. The tiny room Osman had rented was located over a dilapidated brothel and was even smaller than Riken's room in the smithy. After much badgering along the way to where he had been staying, Osman finally told Talon how much he was paying, nearly triple what his new room at the Sojourn's Rest would cost. After Talon had a conversation with the landlord, a truly despicable man who spat his disdain for the Uldani people with every look and gesture, not only was Osman's dodgy 5-year lease broken, the landlord returned a generous refund to him. Later that day, Talon penned a letter to his mother, thanking her for the beautiful gala, and asked if she might turn her gaze on the establishment that had so wronged Osman. Talon had no doubt and even internally winced at what the outcome of her attentions would be. Lolly was thrilled to have Osman as a resident, not only for his unending lauding of her meals, always praising every morsel of each dish for the masterpiece of flavor that it was, but also for the cheer and levity he brought to each morning, which Lolly would vocally admit was not her favorite time of day. 3 days later, sitting over plates of hearty morning hash and cups of coffee, Osman finally asked,
"So what can you tell me about Serena?"
Before Talon could answer, Lolly chimed in as she was heaping another serving of hash onto Osman's plate.
"Oh, now, who's this Serena? Has someone caught your eye, Osman?"
Seeing the deep red blush flood Osman's face, she bantered on.
"Well, now that answers that. Look at you! You are as red as a tomato ready for sauce!"
Talon sedately answered, as Osman could not seem to find his tongue.
"Serena is my cousin. She and Osman met at the gala."
Seeing Osman's further distress, Lolly decided to turn up the heat.
"A noble woman! Good for you, lad!"
She elbowed Osman with her plump arm and continued,
"She will make a fine bride. Check her hips first, though, to see how she will do with birthing heirs."
Talon spat his coffee out before it came out of his nose. She gave the two a wink.
"Gotta be able to take what you dish out, boys,"
and headed back to the stove, chuckling to herself over the two men still squirming at the table. Once he regained his composure and wiped up the sprayed coffee with his napkin, Talon admitted he didn't know much. Just his relation to her and the details of his duel with Rabian. Osman sighed at this, a bit despondently.
"Do you think she will actually join us one evening here in town?"
Talon, with a hint of foreboding,
"I have absolutely no doubt that she will."
It was less than a week later when Talon's premonition came true. Just as Talon opened the door of his rooms for him and Osman to step out after a grueling day at the keep, there was Serena. With a sigh, Talon greeted her.
"Serena."
Equally aloof was her reply.
"Cousin."
Osman ducked under Talon's arm.
"Serena, I am so..."
Pushing the unmovable mass of Talon out of the way and not succeeding, instead leaning halfway on him and the door jamb.
"So!"
Osman now awkwardly tried to look dashing.
"Glad to see you. We both are, in fact."
"Osman, dear..."
Giving him a faux kiss on the cheek and pushing her way into Talon's rooms.
"I took you up on your offer and am here to see all the fun there is to have in Arnador. It's such a quaint and charming city."
Her tone left no question that she thought the city was neither quaint nor charming. Talon felt a tinge of unease at the familiarity and comfort Serena seemed to have with being in his rooms. Before he could comment, Osman, not allowing the two cousins to begin sniping at each other, grabbed Serena by the wrist and dragged her out the door and to the stairs, regaling her with all they would see and do. Whether by Osmond's infectious presence or by design, after an hour or so, Serena did seem to begin having fun. Her initial attitude of just haughtily playing along with the city's provincial customs melted into an actual good time. By the night's end, even Serena and Talon were somehow getting along, albeit both were deeply inebriated. As the evening wound down back in the main room of the Sojourn's Rest, Serena conspiratorially shared with Talon,
"You know he absolutely loathes you."
Talon jokingly, but also truly curious, questioned,
"Which one?"
"Rabian, of course."
With only a slight slur to her late-night words, she continued,
"He scowls at that scar in the mirror for hours. He went to every cleric in Jadenpool to try and heal it, and when they had no success, he petitioned the Archmages of Balathira. Nada, nothing, no one could budge it."
Her words just plowed forward with the story.
"You know, he tried to cover it with a tattoo, but had to have it magically removed because it looked so terrible."
Her voice now getting a bit louder.
"He even cut it out once."
Swigging some ale for emphasis.
"Still grew back."
Talon had no idea the scar had such power, his hand absently drifting to his own chest where his scar was. Serena added as final punctuation,
"Nine hell's level loathes you."
Osman, who always seemed able to go from deeply intoxicated to sober in a blink of an eye, took charge.
"Okay, let's get you a carriage to get you back to the estate."
Helping Serena up from the table, he continued,
"We'll have them stable your horse here, and you can send a groomsman for her tomorrow."
Then, as Serena protested,
"She'll be fine. Yes, I will make sure she has extra oats and an apple in the morning."
Confirming he would follow everything Serena was demanding as he escorted her out of the inn. A few moments later, Osman returned to the table, looking every inch as sober as a judge. Talon was baffled at his condition, as he knew Osman, at half his weight, had drunk at least twice as much.
"How? Did you not know, Kroldran? Uldani are unaffected by alcohol."
Talon's mouth opened and closed several times, like a fish caught on shore.
"All this time?"
he asked, realization setting in.
"Bastard. Come on, big brother. I can't carry your huge ass up the stairs if you pass out,"
Osman warned as he helped the larger man up from the table. Talon felt a rush of alcohol hit his head as he stood up, swayed, and defensively retorted,
"I'll have you know my ass is quite the talk of Arnador. Have you not noticed when I'm in uniform?"
"Yes, yes, Kroldran. Your ass is lovely. Now up the stairs. That's it. One step at a time."